Welcome to the Human Kindness at Work podcast, where you'll hear inspiring stories of people just like you making a difference in their corner of the world. You'll hear how human kindness is at work and how you can be a part of it. I'm Jennifer Clark. Ready to be inspired? Here we go. What if you were known as someone for their community? What if every time someone thought of you, they felt supported and loved? Today's guest is trying to be that kind of person while bringing as many people with her as she can. Alex Cook is the outreach coordinator at the Summit Church in the Kansas City Metro. She has a big heart for people and a desire to see her community loved well. This episode of the Human Kindness at Work podcast involves a church's efforts to make a difference in their city. But even if you're not a person of faith or part of a faith community, I hope your imagination is inspired as you listen to Alex. And I hope you find things you can take away from this conversation to put into practice in your world. Welcome to the podcast, Alex Cook.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, you've had a really, really busy week.
Yes.
That we want to hear about. You've been busy being for your community. Mm-hmm. But before we jump into that, I want to ask you a little bit about the messaging of the Summit Church. There are three letters all over your messaging, and it's F-O-R.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that message behind the word for?
Yeah. So our vision at the Summit Church is to be a church for our community. And so what that means, the F-O-R, is, you know, a lot of churches can be known for what they're against, and we want to be known what we are for. So that is what we do in every one of our efforts, whether it be inside the church, outside the church. We want to show that we are being for our community.
I think that applies to not just communities of faith.
I honestly agree.
I think in today's climate, there are really loud voices, and what you hear is what they're against instead of what they're for. And that's in every part of life. So I love that messaging. I love that. What if we could be known as people who are for things?
Yeah.
Instead of, I mean, everybody stands against things. Everybody stands for things. But if those four things could be louder, that would be really beautiful.
Yeah. I think it's so easy to say what you are against. And it takes bravery. It takes, it just takes bravery to stand up and say, this is what I'm for. This is what I'm passionate about. This is what I want to see in my community. And when we can bring that into different areas, whether it be in the workplace, whether it be in like a bank, a nonprofit, when we can do that, it just makes our world a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. So you all have a really special way to deliver this message to your community. It's called a four truck.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain what is the four truck and what is its purpose?
Yes. So as you can see, I have it on my shirt right here. This was the first iteration of our four truck. So back in 2022, it's kind of when we started all of this, and it was an old mail truck that we bought and kind of refurbished into that. And it was just a way to get out into the community. I wasn't there at that time. However, I've been a part of this, and I've seen it in action many throughout the years. And instead of having people come to us, we wanted to meet them where they're at. A lot of people may not have the means of transportation to get there, so we wanted to get there. So we had a specific vehicle for that, and it's taken on a couple iterations throughout even these 3 years, and now we have a fleet. Which is really fun. We have a box truck, we have a van, and we still have the original.
So what is in this four truck? What does the four truck do when it goes out into the community?
So it depends. So as you mentioned, we have a very busy week. So we're in the middle of what we call 4 week, F-O-R. And so really our van and our truck have been out all week, whether it's going to deliver things to our different partners that we collected throughout the week. Really, it's being used for our mobile food pantry, which I know we'll talk a little bit about later. But we're just trying to be out in the community, making them be seen so we know, so we can get our name out there, because you don't have to be a part of our church to receive what we want to give out to the community.
Hmm. So you say you have partners in the community. Mm-hmm. Who are some of those partners?
Yeah. So I will mention who we've been partnering with this whole week. So we've done with Coldwater. They are an organization in Lee Summit that provides food, clothing, all types of things like that to the community. We've partnered with Hillcrest. And so they have a transitional housing. So taking people from homelessness to self-sufficiency. So they have kind of an intermediate apartment for them. So if they're coming out of incarceration or coming out of domestic violence situations, they have a place to live, make their own. And then we are working with Flourish Furniture Bank, which is a great organization out in Grandview, which has families come in. They can get furniture, get couches, beds, all sorts of things like that to make their home a new place, whether they're because they're coming in and getting a house for the first time. And they want to make it feel like their own. And we're also working with an organization called Varsity Skate, which is a local nonprofit that does called Skate Church. And they do skate camps where they're meeting kids where they're at skate parks and presenting the gospel to them while having a lot of fun. So we got to do that. And then just this morning, we were working with Lee Summit Elementary, which is a local elementary school that is in the heart of downtown, and we provided breakfast for their teachers.
So doing lots of good.
Doing lots of good.
Lots of different areas.
Okay.
So I bet that you have lots of stories out of all of this, not just this week, but being out in the community, communicating to people that you're for them, for their flourishing. What is, and you don't have to pick the very best, but what is one of your most memorable experiences with the Four Truck?
I think one of my favorite came from one of our mobile food pantries. We had a family and he was watching, I think five or six of his grandkids were living with him. And it was just a really tough time for him. And he said he was just driving by and saw that we were doing this, and he was curious. And so he stopped by, and some of our staff was there and our volunteers were there. We just listened to him and talked with him. And yes, we brought faith into it. We prayed for him. And really, it kind of created a lasting relationship. And we've seen him be there a couple times, and he's looking for his people that he knows now. And so really taking a moment that can sometimes be very difficult for people to, you know, be like, I need help. That's not always easy for us to say. And then he's created relationships from it. So it's really beautiful. And I love that I'm just like a little part of it, and I'm going to take that with me for the rest of my life.
You told me, and I'd like for you to unpack this just a little bit. I said to you, this is such a great model. And you said to me, oh, we didn't invent this. So can you unpack that a little bit? Where did this idea come from?
Yeah. So this came from a guy named Jeff Henderson. He wrote a book called Know What You're For, A Growth Strategy for Work and an Even Better Strategy for Life. And it really stems from that being known what you're for, not for what you're against. So we took that that model. Again, that came even before I was on staff here, but we took that and ran with it, and we've been doing it for 3 years. And I think it's a really great, I think it's just a really great model. We've made it our own with our four fleet, but really it makes it possible for anybody anywhere to do it.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things I love about it, is that this is very duplicatable. Wow, that was a word. Easy to, yeah. Okay, but for people that are like interested, they're listening and they're thinking, this is a great idea, not even for maybe for a church, a community of faith, but maybe just an organization, a group of people, they're just listening and they think this is a great idea. Can you give us a little bit of just the nuts and bolts of how does this work? Like, how often do you go out as a four truck fleet? How do you establish partnerships? Can you give us a little bit of the nuts and bolts?
Yeah. So I think to start, just start it from a general area. I think if you are wanting to do this as an individual, as a company, I think it's good just to look right around your area. Where do you see needs? Where are you hearing people? If you have clients, where are you hearing from them? Where are those needs? Because there's always a need out in the world for something. So just listening for that, doing a little bit of research, that can just get you started. For us, so we try to do something almost every month, and we try to do it. We want to be more consistent with that and do something every week. That's our big goal. To have our truck out there all the time. And really, it started with our partners. We've had these partners for many, many years, and so we've adapted and we've kind of grown what that looks like. So how can we meet them where they're at instead of them coming to us? So with all of these partners, we're just growing with them. And again, we've only been doing this for about 3-4 years. So it's still kind of learning how we can partner with them in different areas. A lot of times when I meet with our partners, I'm asking, what do you guys need right now? Because I think we can do a lot of assumption, but we'll never truly know what they need unless we ask what they need.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's a really good nugget to take away for all of us in our daily lives, is that we're not going to know the needs unless we ask.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just to nonprofits. That's to your neighbor and the people in your family and your friends. Like you said earlier, it's hard for people to ask for help, especially when they're in a tough situation. Just the previous episode, I did a solo episode on a time that our family was in need. And, that feels very fresh on my mind. So remembering that feeling of nobody knows how desperate we are right now, but to have one person just reach out really, really can make a big difference.
Yeah. And I like to tell this little story as a part of, for a week, I mentioned we had varsity skate, and I'll give them a little quick shout out, but Dylan Harold, who is the owner and founder of that, he came and spoke to our students that night. And so we kind of talked about serving within our small group. And I said, it doesn't have to be going out and, you know, doing a big thing. It can literally just be asking someone how they're doing. I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves as people to meet these big needs. And that's important, yes. But I think just reaching out and saying, how can I help you? What are you going through? Can I help wear that load for you? So I think it's just as simple as that, especially with our younger kids. They want to do something. And they're not really sure how to start. And I was like, it's just as simple as asking, how can I help you?
Yeah. That's so good. Look around you.
Yeah.
Ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can we maybe have one more story of how human kindness is at work through the four truck?
I will say I have a lot of stories from this week, honestly, so I'm going to cite one of those again.
Okay.
We were at Hillcrest last night, and we just did a cookout for their residents.
Which is the transitional housing.
Their transitional housing, yes. So they're taking people from houselessness to self-sufficiency in 30 days. So they have a nice little area for the families there, and so we did a cookout for them. And we just saw these, our volunteers that were there, and they were just interacting and playing with the kids. And, yes, they were there to quote unquote do a job, but they didn't take themselves too seriously. They were humbling themselves. So I'm just seeing how their kindness can reflect to even the younger little kids that were there, and then having the parents see that as well. And so just seeing how their humbleness can create a lasting effect.
That's beautiful. I'm curious if communities of faith love this idea, or if a business loves this idea of being for their community, going outside of their four walls to meet people where they're at. Can you give us what is step one for really doing some sort of organization, strategic movement toward a four fleet or something like that?
I would say step one would be to just find one organization, one person, whatever that looks like in wherever you're looking. Don't reinvent the wheel. I mean, we didn't reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
So what are these people already doing and how can we help? There's organizations all throughout just this area in the Kansas City metro that are doing great things. And what they need most is a lot of support. So we don't need to make a grand something. It can just be as simple as asking a question. How can we help you? We want to be of assistance. We want to pull our resources, and use those resources to help you. What are you already doing? I think that's the easiest way just to get started.
Yeah.
And then see where it goes from there. I mean, we didn't foresee that we would have a fourth fleet when we started this 3 years ago. And so we've been so grateful and blessed for the people that we've partnered with and people that have donated. And so it's just been a great way to see how it's grown in just the small amount of time.
Mm-hmm. I like that, what you're saying about don't reinvent the wheel, because I think that's one place that people get stuck when they want to make a difference. They automatically think, I got to start a nonprofit or do some sort of grand gesture. We all have a limited amount of time, energy, resources. And so why not find someone who's already doing something that you're passionate about and ask that question, how can I jump in to help? Yeah. How can I pool my resources, my time, my talents to just make what they're doing already better?
Yeah.
I think that's really good.
Yeah. And I think it goes back to the uniqueness of people, that we all have something unique to bring. So yes, we're hearing how they've done this, but what I'm going to bring is something completely different than what they already have. And so we just have to be open to not making it better. I mean, it will make it better, but like, you know, how can we add our own little flavor to it?
Hmm. Yeah. Be participants. It makes a difference in us too.
Yeah.
Okay, Alex. So for listeners who maybe want to join your efforts, maybe they're part of the Summit Church or not, but they say, that sounds like a great idea. I want to be for the Kansas City Metro in this specific way. How can they help support you?
Yes, I have two ways that you can do that. So you can go to our website. We have a four-truck website. So it's thesummit.church/four-truck. You can kind of see the efforts that we're doing there. If you know somebody that may need some assistance, you can submit a request there and they'll hear directly from me. I'll reach out to them and talk with them. But also on our website is our events page, and it kind of shows everything that we're doing. So that's thesummit.church/events. We have a great opportunity coming up in about 2 weeks. It's called the Big Give. It's our major fundraising opportunity for people to come in and just help us fund our efforts that we're doing for our community. So that is how we were able to get these new vehicles, was through that. And so there's a lot of opportunity we're doing in the missions field and the outreach field that they can be a part of at the Big Give. So that's on September 19th. You can find out more information on our website on that events page.
That's awesome. And all the money at the Big Give goes toward these efforts?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It's a fun night. It's a silent auction. There's a live auction. We have a great auctioneer. She's great. And it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Oh, thanks for sharing with us, Alex. I know that being in charge of something like this takes a lot of effort. It's probably consuming and exhausting at times, but I want to say thank you, because
thank you.
People like you who are doing the hard work of organizing and leading allow the rest of us to easily join in and make a difference. So thank you for that.
Thanks. I appreciate the kind words.
And if you're in the Kansas City Metro, keep an eye out for the four-truck fleet bringing hope and help. Thanks again for being here, Alex.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Thanks for listening to Human Kindness at Work. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love to hear your story, whether it's an act of kindness you've received or one you've been a part of giving. Just visit humankindnessatwork.com and click on Share a Story. You never know. Your story could inspire others to be a part of human kindness at work in their world. See you next time.